gentleman, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
Welcome in, Three Dudes with a View. Good morning. My name's Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. It's a rainy Tuesday morning. Boy, yesterday was nice, sunny, warm. Spring just in the air. It was great, but it's raining now. Spring's coming, though. Clayton Harris, dude number two. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everyone.
Native son, favorite son, 1977 graduate of Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Jerry Bridenbaugh, who is a member of the Murray County Commission and chair of the Murray County Republican Party. Welcome, Jerry.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, folks.
Super Tuesday.
It's Super Tuesday. Go out and vote. There's really not, at least locally, there's not anything of much contest on the ballot. Jerry, what say you?
Well, there's one contested race on the Republican primary ballot. That's in District 7 between Ryan Patrick and Mark Schmitto for the constable position. Everything else is candidates are running unopposed for road superintendent, school board in 4, 6, and 8, I believe it is. To be bluntly honest, it's an unexciting ballot, but we still have a duty to fulfill our rights and obligations to vote. There are millions of people that have sacrificed for us to be able to go do this, and just because it's an unexciting ballot, if you will, is no excuse not to go vote.
Yeah, and of course the top of the ticket is Donald Trump, who I expect will carry this county in the Republican primary by a large margin. Now, it is confusing, folks. We've got, two primaries this year in Tennessee. Today is the presidential primary, and we have primaries going for constable. Primaries are on the ballot today for
School board.
School board,
yeah. And all of the convention delegates.
To the Republican National Convention.
Right.
In August, we will have another primary. And in that primary, things like the House seats for Tennessee, the Senate seats for the Tennessee State House, the Congressional House seats for Tennessee, and U.S. Senate candidates, Republican and Democratic, will be on the ballot in their respective primaries. And then, of course, come November, we'll have a general election with the nominees for both parties.
And don't forget, August is not only a primary, it's also a general, because that's when the school board and the constables are elected.
And other county offices as well.
Correct.
Sheriff, mayor.
All of the school, non-mayoral offices.
Yeah,
school board, trustee, register of deeds, road superintendent, all of those.
All of those. What were you saying, Mr. York?
I say all the local elections.
Right.
Yeah. So it can be a little confusing. We'll try to straighten it out for you. But today the polls are open. Go vote. They opened at
7 o'clock, wasn't it?
7 to 7.
Yeah.
And if you're still in line at 7, they'll keep them open until you get to vote. Have I got that right?
Yep.
Okay. So get out and vote. I've already voted. I early voted. But if you haven't voted, today is get your rain jacket and head on out there.
It's not too tremendously difficult. You color in the circle, so it takes a little bit longer than punching the buttons. But on the other hand, everything is laying in front of you. You don't have to change screens. You don't have to back up to make sure. To be facetious, the hardest part is going to be you have to remember to count to 14 in order for the delegates.
And then you end up putting the ballot into a machine at the very end. So,
yeah.
But all right. Brian, I've got your column in front of me this week. It says, train wrecks, embryos, moonshot, layoffs, the news stops for no one. The Alabama Supreme Court, which looks like a Baptist preacher convention subcommittee appointed to police dirty dancing betwixt the young'uns, voted that unused in vitro fertilized eggs were to be treated as human. Things have changed in Bama. Once there was the KKK, a group of guys in white robes who scared the hell out of black folks. Now the state Supreme Court is a bunch of white guys in black robes who scares the hell out of white people. On the bright side, the frustrated wannabe mothers in Alabama can look forward to next year's Bring Your Embryos to Work Day.
Yeah, that was a mistake. I mean, I think it put the Republican Party. The Republican Party has a losing issue in this, and it has been for a while. And I pointed out in 2020 is their overboard stance on abortion and women's rights. I think as a libertarian, I differ with the Republican Party in a big way on that. I mean, you can't say we're Republican Party, minimal government, minimal intrusion, except in this one area where we're going to tell you what to do. I mean, they'd best stay out of it. And let people make their own decisions on that. I know it's a tough one. It's very personal. I'm not for abortion personally, but I'm certainly not for the government telling me what I can and cannot do. Obviously, the Democrats have muffled the or made it more of an issue than it should be because they didn't get rid of Roe. They basically pushed it to the states. And so, but if you live in the South, you got a problem if you want an abortion.
Ding, 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 ding. Bulletin. Ron, I agree with you today.
I said that for a long time.
That's a bulletin. I agree with you. This Republican Party, or Republicans in general, seem to be targeting women's reproductive rights no matter what. Now they're in
Targeting rights as much as they don't believe in abortion. They're trying to find the law.
I think that's a false excuse to try to put theocracy in everything that's going on. And we're not a theocracy. We're a republic. And then they turn to going into the lab for women, typically Caucasian women who have the money to go through that procedure, that want a family. And on one hand, they want to protect life. On the other hand, they don't want to allow people to create life.
I talked to a friend of mine in Alabama. I have a cousin play football for Alabama and went to actually Harvard Law School, a smart guy over there. He's pretty conservative. He was a Marine. He says that that ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court was to help plaintiff's attorneys. He said because there's wrongful death, and he thought, make sense of this for me. This makes no sense to me. He said that Supreme Court is just an old curmudgeon-y group of kind of semi-plaintiff attorney Republicans that he said that basically it opens up a whole new avenue of plaintiff cases over there for wrongful death or whatever, and that was his reading of it in the local bar. Some of the more conservative people in the local bar said that. I find it a little bit crazy, but Alabama's crazy sometimes.
Poor old Alabama.
The ruling included excerpts about religion, which is highly inappropriate.
Well, look at your money right now. Look at your dollar.
Well, that's inappropriate also if you want to be technical about it.
I don't know. It's religious.
Take extremes, and I agree. When you theocracy, anytime you mix religion, that's the reason that the brilliance of the Constitution was to separate the church from state. They need to separate on the abortion church from date. If you get knocked up, you make a mistake, you ruin your life. I mean, we have the technology. I mean, I think we all agree what it should be, 15 weeks, 30 weeks, whatever the number is, there should be something. I mean, in New York State, you can abort a kid up until prep school, up there. I mean, it's an odd dynamic, but I think pushing it to the states, usually, in my mind, I think Doug and Clayton will agree, Jerry, is it usually a good idea because states differ in their temperament toward things like this. But I live in a state, you live in a state where it's not available. I sent money to an abortion clinic in Johnson City, Virginia, up there, on the state line to help Tennessee people get an abortion on a donation front. I believe fully in the right to choose.
I think
in terms of the time limit, I think that ought to be left. There shouldn't be a time limit. That ought to be left to the individual female and her doctor, because
I'm not sure I agree with you on that.
Circumstances are so different. 15 weeks for one woman might put her into a dangerous state.
Miss York, I was about to say I agree with you, but I can't go with that.
Well, this particular topic, we could have a block until 11 o'clock and we would just go round and round. But I will say this, the Republican Party, down to the local party, we do support restrictions on abortion. And I hear all these things about, reproductive rights and women's health and all this kind of thing. But I don't hear any conversation about the core decision or the basis of the core decision. And this is what the Supreme Court floundered with back in 63, and really is an argument today, which is, when does life start? And if you are like me, and people like me who believe that when the sperm and the egg collide and cells begin to divide, life is formed. And at that point, you're not dealing with just a woman's right to choose. You're dealing with a woman's right to choose about what happens to the life inside her. And that's where our argument is, that there is a second life that is involved here. It's not just the woman anymore. She has choices up to that point.
Well, hang on, Jerry, though.
That's gone too far, because I'm a biology major. You start with one cell. You fertilize, you get two cells, and those cells divide. There's no way in the world that those two cells could survive outside of whatever protective...
York, we are not going down that tangent.
Yeah, because we'll argue, and Jim, I'm not going to change your mind.
Not going down that rabbit hole. But, Jerry, I'm getting a mixed message from you here. If life begins at conception, that means that you're opposed to any abortion at all.
That's correct.
But what you said in the beginning was there should be restrictions. Well, it's not it's not abortion with restrictions. It's just no abortion at all. So that needs to be.
If you're going to, and we live in a society where you're going to codify it.
You're not for restrictions on abortion. You're for a ban.
I don't want to see abortions at all.
All right. Now let's
why
take.
Why are men making that?
Hang
decision,
on, Ms. York. Just hang tight. Hang tight. No, you've put out your position on abortion. Ron's put out his, and I'm going to put out mine. I don't care to get into these esoteric arguments about when life begins. I don't care to. I'm not pro-abortion, and I'm not pro-choice. What I am for is good conservative government. And if we're going to have good conservative government, we have got to have Republican votes. And if Republicans want to die on the hill of abortion, go ahead and die, because you will have generation after generation of young women, and they're from 18 to 30, who only vote on one issue. And then they will be Democrat. They will vote on that issue till they're 30, but they will remain Democrats for the rest of their lives. So if the Republican Party wants to essentially just commit suicide, go ahead and support a total ban on abortions. That's all that really matters to me. I don't get into the philosophy, the religion, the cell count, all that. I want good conservative government. And we're not going to have it.
The 2020 election cost the Senate in 2020. It may cost them this time as well.
We're not going to have good conservative government, even in Tennessee. And I'm saying, and now probably it's already affecting our elections here in Tennessee, and probably in a 5 to 10 year range, it could flip the state house.
I think the Republican Party at the national level needs to explain, though, that the ruling from the Supreme Court makes this a states' rights issue.
Well, not necessarily, Clayton.
But I think that needs to be. But it's true. It's a states' rights issue.
Well,
now,
it's not clear at all that Congress, though, could.
I mean, they can do what they want to do.
Congress passed law. The president signs that. I think, some in Washington have mentioned like 20 weeks. If Congress passed that, that's the supreme law of the land, and it would override the states.
But right now, it is a states' rights issue.
Right. And for the moment, it's a states' rights issue.
The Democrats have done a good job of framing it as getting rid of Roe versus Wade. It didn't. They pushed it to the states.
Exactly.
It pushed it to the states.
And I agree with that. That's a good interpretation of what happened.
And most states have legalized it. But Republicans better wake up. In Ruby Red, Ohio, they put a constitutional amendment on the ballot for or against abortion, and those Republicans up there voted overwhelmingly for abortion. Republicans in Tennessee better pay attention. I mean,
let me tell you how important that is, Del. France just passed a national constitutional amendment to allow women to engage in reproductive rights.
Well, I don't care what France does.
I know you don't care, but I'm saying that's how powerful that issue is.
And I don't care. And Miss York, I can't go with you. You know, an eight month old fetus is damn near human and can survive outside the womb. I can't go with that. I can go with abortion up to 12, 15 weeks, but I can't go with
when it becomes a
viable little baby. I can't go with that.
There's more to it than that.
There is a point for me where it does become murder. It's not a conception.
Does she have a heartbeat, Bill? How about a heartbeat?
We'll be back.
Visit your local Buick and GMC dealership first for new or pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Parks Motor Sales. At Parks, professional sales staff makes shopping easy. Buick and GMC financing can put you in the vehicle you want, and certified technicians keep vehicles running great. Experience the new Buick at Parks Motor Sales. Go online to parksmotorsales.com. Find your favorite vehicle. Then stop by Parks at 919 Nashville Highway for a test drive. Parks GMC. We are professional.
Your home is your biggest investment. Getting the most for it when it comes time to sell is important. At The Way Realty, we help you get more by providing all our clients with a full-service real estate company. At no extra cost to you, we help you prepare your house to look its best with home staging, landscaping, professional pictures, marketing on all the major websites, touch-up repairs, and home inspection repairs up to $700. Get more with The Way Realty by reaching out to us to see what we can do for you and to find out the market value of your home. Visit us today at thewayrealtytn.com. Call us at 931-580-4669 or stop by our showroom at 800 Hatcher Lane, Columbia, Tennessee.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the Garbage Man. Over 10 years ago, the Garbage Man Incorporated teamed up with former County Commissioner Mr. Glenn Hassey and Keep Murray County Beautiful to provide garbage service for the 8 boat ramps. The county brought in signs and posts, and we provided the carts and weekly service. The Garbage Man Incorporated is proud to be a part of furnishing a much-needed service to the boaters of Murray County. We live in Murray County, too, and are proud to be good corporate citizens. We encourage you to use and enjoy this convenience and keep the Duck River beautiful.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, this is Dr. Wendy Tuohy from the Dr. Gill Center. Most chronic back problems are caused by compression from the disc becoming thinner and bulging as we get older. All we have to do is treat the disc by gently decompressing the spine. You may not have to rely on dangerous drugs, risky injections, and often unnecessary surgeries. If you are experiencing neck, back, hip, or leg pain, it's likely we can help you. Initial exam and x-rays, $39. Call me painfree.com or 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jeweler's Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Life gets busy, and sometimes slowing down to buy your family quality food can seem impossible. This is Terry Taylor with Taylor Family Farm, and we offer local home delivery in addition to our local drop locations to help with that problem. Now you can get your favorite pastured poultry, pork, and grass-fed beef delivered right to your door. Visit TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com to find out how. We believe in healthy food, healthy people, and healthy community at Taylor Family Farm.
Three News with a View. My name is Delp Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good wet morning.
Good morning, Delp. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
Good morning, Delp. Good morning, everybody.
And regular special guest, dude, native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jerry Breidenbaugh, who is the chair of the Murray County Republican
Radio Show. I'll host you later. We'll work it out, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All right. Jerry Breidenbaugh is the head of the chair of the Murray County Republican Party, member of Murray County Commission. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, everybody. If you haven't, get out and vote.
Get out and vote. It's primary day. Get out and vote. There's not a lot. There's really not much of anything contested except a constable race on the and that's only if you live in that district.
That's only if you live in District 7.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
But it's still important to vote and show the nation that Tennessee cares, we're energized, and that we're going to participate, no matter who it is you want to vote for.
Everybody's on the ballot. 9-0.
Yeah, not like Colorado.
9-0.
The case in Colorado, if you didn't overturn 9-0, the 14th Amendment was a clause that banned Confederates from running for office back in the day, so... The 9-0 ruling that Donald Trump is not Robert E. Lee, and my fears will hurt him in southern states.
Oh, well.
Saying he's not Robert E. Lee. But anyway, that was an interesting case. I think Democrats overplayed their hands, as they have, in my view, with all these attorney generals and DAs prosecuting all these petty, silly things they're prosecuting them on. I think it's going to hurt them a lot. Where abortion hurts the Republicans, I think this warfare of government weaponizing it is going to really hurt the Democrats.
9-0. 9-0.
No, Ron, there's no doubt that everything they're doing, these indictments, the taking him off the ballot, all that just makes a martyr out of him and increases the increases his popularity.
People that choose martyrs, it's on them. It's not on the martyr.
Well, that's what I understand. When's the State of the Union address?
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
I understand that basically what Biden's going to do is accuse MAGA supporters of being MAGA supporters because they're stupid. Now that's
a great. Yeah, I'm glad he's going to do it. That is a great strategy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great strategy.
You know, that word deplorable hadn't been used in a while. He's using the word deplorable.
He's talking about that 35 diehard percent.
It's more than that.
They can't, that don't know the truth when they see it.
And we're talking about 75 million who voted for Trump in the last election. Ms.
75? Huh? Where you get four? You got four more million from somewhere?
Well, whatever, who cares what it is?
It was 71.
It's not 35%, Ms. York. It was 51.
35% are diehards.
Ms. York, it was 51 to 49 in that 2020 election, even. And that was
history.
Well, it's 49%, Ms. York, not 35%.
Well, I heard a significant stat just yesterday or 2 days ago.
And in the polls that these days, it's 53%,
54%. 10% of all the people that voted for Biden in the last election, 10% of those have said they're not going to vote for him this time. And that's a significant loss.
I mean, if you have,
how many Republicans say they're not going to vote for Trump? You know, South Dakota had a primary, and they only had 1,800 people vote in the primary for him.
South Dakota.
Yeah, there's only 1,800 people in South Dakota.
Yeah, Miss York.
So that's a big majority, you know.
With nothing contested on the ballot
up there in the snow.
Well, but I will agree with Mr. York in this respect, because I saw the numbers from Michigan, and both Biden and Trump only got something like over 600,000 votes in Michigan, and Michigan's a big state.
Right.
That just says that there's an unexcitement about the primaries right now because the race has been decided.
Yeah, there's nothing contested. Yeah, there's no reason to get out unless
don't need to get jury duty over that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you know what are we going to have, Mr. York? Probably a 15% turnout at best.
Where, here in Murray County?
Here in Murray County, yeah.
It might be less than that. You know?
Yeah, it may be.
Yeah.
People just don't vote, you know, in this area, and I don't know why. Well, I know why. We don't do enough to stroke encouraging people to vote.
Let's see, I'm getting a message from a listener here.
It's like a secret.
I guess this would be in August. He says the assessor of property and road superintendent are the only two countywide local races on the ballot this year. That would be in August, wouldn't it, Jerry?
That'd be in August, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What's the presidential like 2020, Mr. York? What percent vote in Tennessee or Murray County?
I think we had something like 2,600 people voted in that election.
100,000 people in the county?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many registered voters?
It was low. It was real low.
Yeah, I guess Tennessee's reliably red state, so I guess they don't come out. Blue doesn't feel like they'll move the meter, so I can see that, I guess. I mean, we get lethargic, though. They slip up and be like Georgia, you know, and all of a sudden you got two, you know, Democrat senators.
What is it, Mr. York, about 34,000 registered voters in Murray County, if I remember correctly? Do you know?
It's more than that.
Is it?
I mean, yeah, because Spring Hill's got 30-some thousand, I think, 20 or 30-some thousand.
Yeah.
So 100,000 people in the county, so maybe 50,000 are registered, half?
A figure in that neighborhood sort of is in the back of my mind.
Of course, you got to be 18, so that knocks out about a third of them, right? So you really got about 60,000, 70,000 that are voting age.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a lot, though.
No, it'll be a small turnout. Let's see. What else are you writing here, Ron? Oh, speaking of Georgia, though, and Atlanta, I knew you'd love this, Ron. Over the weekend, police get calls to Six Flags there in Atlanta, where a reported 500 to 600 people are in a big gang fight and are shooting at each other. They responded. One 15-year-old got shot. I think he's going to survive, probably. But, remember when families used to go to Six Flags?
I was about to say, about 5 to 6 years ago, I went with my family. We went to a Braves game, and we said, let's go to Six Flags, because I hadn't been since I was younger. Never again. I mean, teenagers.
A lot of things in Atlanta.
I mean, like, teenagers were literally just dropped off at the gate by their parents. And, I mean, me and my wife and my kids would be walking up to a ride, and just groups of them would run right past us as we're about to get in line. And it was just insane. It was just a bunch of kids that weren't being looked after. It was it's like a like a playground. It was unbelievable. Well, so that does not surprise me at all.
On this playground, you know, they started shooting at each other over the weekend.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. America has become a dangerous community overall. You know, when you start, when you have gunfire in churches and schools and people, everybody carrying a gun, the police can't stop anybody unless, you know, there's an altercation. We have become a dangerous country when you look at it overall because of some inept decision making on legislature.
Well, I don't
know. So you blame legislature on the dangerousness.
Yeah, they passed these draconian laws of letting people carry weapons, any kind of weapons, and then they want police force to protect them, and that's almost impossible.
It goes much deeper than that.
It's the destruction of the family, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's talk about right here in Columbia, Tennessee. I mean, Ms. York, I know you put out those statistics, and I don't doubt them, but there's no place or time in Columbia that I don't feel safe. I mean, does anybody feel unsafe?
Well, yeah. I'm just saying it's always a possibility, Del. I mean, not that you feel unsafe, but the way the society is going, when you're walking, when you're in a crowd, when you're around something, you never know what might pop off. There's always some apprehension.
Yeah, Mr. York, any reason in your mind to believe that when people loot, people steal from a store, Target or Walmart, when they rob stores, liquor stores, they leave that part of town, it becomes a food desert, that maybe perhaps the neighborhood and the lack of controls in that neighborhood causes their own problems?
I think it's about money. Your belief. It's about capitalism. They put stores where they think they can make money, and they don't put stores where they think they won't make money.
Why don't you open a store down there, Mr. York? Why don't you open a store down there and just lose money for the greater good of the society?
Well,
down where,
you know, that happens in some communities. Some communities have community markets and what have you. We have a resemblance of a community market sometimes, but it's not everywhere.
We're looking at Ferguson, Missouri before that happened and after that happened. I'm just telling you, there's a price to pay. Look at Atlanta, the way Atlanta's going. I mean, there's a price to pay for unruly, you know, situations where there's robbery, there's theft, there's no unpunished car theft. People leave. They vote with their feet, as Reagan said.
Yeah, but we have a whole lot of people now just raid jewelry stores, you know, in different parts of the country. And it's not necessarily minority folks doing it. It's people in the majority that's involved in the gang type thing.
I would disagree with that. That's all the videos I've seen. I don't see a lot of white guys in there robbing jewelry stores, smashing grabs.
Well, you haven't looked at many videos, I don't think.
Unfortunately,
Ms. York, I've looked at
white guys breaking in with hoodies to steal jewelry stores. Send for one. I'd be happy with one.
Going back to Del,
unfortunately, Ms. York, and I hate to say it, but Ron's right. I've watched hundreds of those videos and looking for a white person. I've yet to find one. And that's just,
I know
it's
you
just,
have to look. You know, they probably mixed in the group.
You see them behind the counter running.
They probably mixed behind the group.
Well, it's just unfortunate.
But it's not the black youth or the black person's fault in this country. It's not the response.
It's not the fault of black folk. No.
We're only a small minority. If you look at the crime rate, it's certainly bigger in the Caucasian community.
Mr. York, you'll never get past this. You got to keep blaming the white people. Look at
the crime rates, Ron. The crime rates are by majority numbers by Caucasians. Basically,
now, we're 50 some odd percent of the population. Of course, yes, we're going to be a little higher, but look at 13%.
No, not a little higher, a whole lot higher.
No, it's not. You don't look
at those stats. Don't FBI come out
Obama
that way,
era sure. FBI stats.
Yeah. It's not Obama stats.
Okay, the Obama era FBI stats that say blacks commit crime three times the level as a percent of the population. Four murders are like, was it 70-80%? Del, you got the numbers.
We've been over them before,
the
Ron.
You've been over them before. I mean, I should keep it on my phone.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unfortunate, and I don't think pointing fingers helps to find a solution. But yes, I mean, violent crime, street crime, thefts, that kind of thing. The black population has an outsized, a disproportionate share of those crimes. That's true.
It's not in Columbia.
No, going back to Delk's comment real quick, Columbia is a safe city. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time in Columbia at night. I'm out in the rural part, but I spoke to a gentleman in a store close by, and I made a comment when I was in there buying a soda. You know, I just thought I'd stop by the old Stop and Rob and get something to drink, and we got into a discussion, and he told me, he goes, you know, that's one thing I don't worry about is getting robbed.
No,
the store owners here feel safe.
We're a very safe city. Yeah. And I will say this, Ms. York, that to my observation at least, the proportion of crimes committed by black people in Murray County, as I observed it in court, has fallen over the last 30 years fairly dramatically. It's hard to understand what's going on there, but
FBI stats of adults arrested for murder, 52% were black or African American, 45% were white. And you're 13% of the population, 52%.
Look at the numbers. What was the numbers, Ron? Give me
that's
some numbers.
Regiment,
don't
York,
give me no percentage.
Like,
don't give me a percentage because the base is much lower for African Americans. Give me the numbers of incidents.
Number of incidents. Okay. Well, we're talking about as a percent. They're 52% of the arrests for murder were African American. That was a lot of them don't get arrested because, you know, there's a white blonde girl, the world cares, and a lot of times black on black crime is probably not, it's probably not as investigated as
all right. You know, we're out of bump music.
We keep hearing the music.
Hell yeah, we're breaking.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hello, this is Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Feeling like lucky this month? Enter Happy Hiller's Golden Ticket Sweepstakes for a chance to win big for your home. Just visit HillerGoldenTicket.com and enter to win a Happy Hiller Club membership or a $1,000 or a $5,000 Hiller gift card. And everyone wins with 0% interest financing on HVAC systems, tankless water heaters, or whole home generators. Enter to win now at HillerGoldenTicket.com.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
If you have Medicare and Medicaid, you may be able to get more help to cover your care and costs. A United Healthcare Dual Complete Plan can help you get more benefits than original Medicare. Whether you choose our online tools or over-the-phone support, United Healthcare will help you compare options so you can choose a plan with confidence. See if you qualify for a United Healthcare Dual Complete Plan. Call 855-UHC-MORE. That's 855-UHC-MORE. 855-UHC-M-O-R-E.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Delk Kennedy, owner of Kennedy Broadcasting Company, operator of WKRM, historically 1340 AM, now 103.7 FM, and WKOM, 101.7 FM. We call ourselves Front Porch Radio, and I've said many times what that means. It means that we are working to connect this southern Middle Tennessee community one listener, one relationship at a time. And let me elaborate on what that means. In this community, we will relentlessly promote jobs, commerce, business, industry, education, arts, green space, music, rivers, the great outdoors, healthcare, churches, charities, sports, and all the great people of Southern Middle Tennessee. Join us, help us, call us. Front Porch Radio, Delk Kennedy, thank you for listening.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing.
Okay, we're back. Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. Jerry Bridenbaugh says we need some Fleetwood back. Don't stop believing.
I think that was Journey, wasn't it?
Was it Journey?
It was Journey.
Okay. Don't stop believing. But I'm afraid that ship
is... Fleetwood Mac was Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, either way, I'm afraid that's why we're playing the music we're playing, because it's all me. But I think that ship has sailed for the United States of America, probably permanently. And I don't think the election of Trump or the election of Biden is going to change that course on a permanent basis. All right. Dude number two, Clayton Harris, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim Yor, good morning.
Good morning, Del. I got something when you introduce the rest of the guests that I want to bring forth. Interesting.
Okay, let's do it. Regular special guest, dude, native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
And Jerry Bridenbaugh, who is a member of the Murray County Commission and chair of Murray County Republican Party. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, everybody. Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
There we go.
That's a great song.
That's a good one.
And, you know, there was a time, maybe since the last term of Reagan. Okay, what's up, Mr. York?
I was watching a couple of press conferences this weekend, one with Biden and one with Trump. And in Biden's press conference, they were at the border, of course, the border issue. And Biden asked Trump to join him, or he would join Trump to try to solve the problem. But as I watched that press conference, I saw in Biden's a background, a bunch of sheriffs, not military guys, but sheriffs, local officials that was in the background of the picture. But when I looked at the Trump press conference, he had military guys serving the military in his background standing right behind him, which is, and I know you all never served the military, which is a violation of the Department of Defense policy. And anybody subject to that has put themselves in harm's way to lose their rank or to be
see another lawsuit. I've warranted. Seen another DA.
Yeah, no, it's no lawsuit.
DA
in there.
Oakland, California needs to arrest him for that.
First of all, I didn't see any of those films.
I saw the governor behind Trump.
Yeah, I didn't see.
I just think any military guy in uniform.
Ms. York
cannot participate in political rallies.
I mean, that's
York. I'm looking at it right now, Ms. York. You're wrong again.
Ms. York, first of all,
looking at it right now, you're wrong again. Biden has border police, which are part of the federal government. The federal government border people.
Police is different from
Trump
military.
State people, but mostly state behind. They're military.
You're under the military code of justice when you're in the military, Ron. The rules are different. You are not a person. You are an object of the federal government.
Where is border,
Ms. York, I have no idea what those
security.
I have no idea what those videos have. I didn't see them, but all of us have seen.
Not true. What he's saying is not true. Again,
okay.
There's a military guy standing in that picture with Trump.
Where? Show me where.
I don't know where you got that.
You got a sheriff. You got a local sheriff. You got a bunch of.
But it's a violation of using my tax dollars when they're engaging.
Ron's just pulled it up. There's no military guy standing there.
I get one of your Soros-funded DAs on it real quick. I think Oakland will be the next choice. Maybe Detroit. Detroit's been in the case in a while. Maybe Detroit should go after Trump for this.
TDS.
Yeah, where did you read that in CNN, Mr. York, or something? Because
no, I just looked at the I observed.
I'm looking
at the press conference. Looking at the military guy that was in the picture with Trump. Standing behind him as he made some kind of erroneous
announcement. There's one military guy in the back, it looks like. He may be National Guard. I don't know. Maybe retired.
That's what I'm talking about, Ron. That's illegal.
That's a good use of your time. Have him arrested.
That's illegal.
That's a good use of your time.
TDS.
And he's subject to be disciplined.
You need to get on that. It's a good use of time. Again, Detroit. I suggest Detroit.
I just think people who are in the military need to understand what they're obligated. They took an oath.
So they can stand behind
not to be jumping
Biden,
on any
Trump.
Political campaign.
There's a bunch of military people behind. There's one guy appears to be military. He doesn't have any sergeant or any. He just has fatigues on. He may be retired. We'll find out about it. But for crying out loud, please get him arrested, and please get the power of all the courts to get after this poor guy.
Why do you think General Milley had to make that apology, Ron, when he appeared with Trump holding the Bible upside down?
Well, Trump's commander in chief, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when have we not seen presidents with military people all the time, every day, all of our lives?
TDS.
Presidents, not wannabe presidents. That's my point. Presidents, not wannabe presidents.
Because you had Pompeo with him, didn't he? Or something? I forget. What he president?
For those of you old enough, you can remember Mike Dukakis riding around with a tank with a bunch of them. So I mean, when he was a candidate, so
you need to get Dukakis now. Need to get him on trial. That's good use for our government.
Is he dead yet?
No, I don't think so.
Listen, y'all need to get that. I would try East St. Louis and dot him over there and maybe try Detroit or Oakland. Those are your next big venues. Soros-funded DAs will get Trump for that. You need to do that. That's good use of y'all's time.
Yep.
Yeah, the other issue is that little National Guard person that committed espionage, retention of terminating, he got 16 years yesterday.
The Massachusetts guy?
Yep,
why does a junior guy in the Massachusetts National Guard have that much access to our data? I think it's 4 or 5 million people have top-level clearance in America. I don't know why.
I had a top secret clearance when I was in the military, Ron, doing the Vietnam era.
All right, let's change the subject.
Here's one question before you do that. If the governor of Texas was with Donald Trump, and there was either National Guard or sheriff or whoever, don't you think they might have been there to protect the governor, Trump notwithstanding?
They're not supposed to be in a campaign or rally picture, though, Jerry.
Here's the picture right here.
There's the picture.
They were surrounded by military people, Mr. York.
I didn't say surrounded. I say there was a military person standing in the background.
A military person standing in the background. My. With all those National Guard troops down there on the border.
They get paid taxpayer money. They take an oath.
All right. Let's move on to something that makes a difference. I don't have much details on this, but the impact fee will be on in front of the House committee this afternoon in our state legislature. It would increase the residential fee from 50 cents to $1.50 and increase on commercial from 30 cents to $1.50. This would be a huge increase for Murray County. That's Scott Sapecki writing me there. No gauge. The voucher thing has sucked most of the oxygen out of the room, and that's all we've talked about. So we have not been following the impact fee thing up until now. But apparently that will be on in front of the House committee at 1:30 this afternoon. Again, though, that sea of lobbyists, I've never seen anything like it. The last time I went, they all represent developers and realtors. And I have never seen a sea of lobbyists that large, all in opposition to any increase in the impact fee. So
yeah, but we got a paid lobbyist working up there, right, Jerry? $75,000?
Yes, we have two that are working for us that have they've done a good job, from what I've been reported to by the mayor's office and others. They've
you
had
gotta
an
fight
impact.
Fire with fire.
You got to fight fire with fire. And from what I understand, this is the compromise that was accepted by both sides. So it's not as high as we wanted, but it's not as low as what the builders wanted either. So it's kind of one of those political middle of the ground. You got to take what you can get, and that's what we have. This will bring in approximately, from what I've been told, an additional $5 to $6 million a year.
And do you have any word as to whether or not the compromise has a chance of being passed?
From talking to for the comments I've heard from Representative Sapecki and Representative Capley, they feel like this. I say they. I can't speak for them. I should rephrase that. I feel like it's the best shot we've had in the 3 years we've been trying to do this.
Okay. All right. And again, that's what you hire those lobbyists for. Are you getting any feedback from them as to what the vote count is?
They reported to us a month ago at one of the committee meetings. I've not spoken to either one of them personally since then, so I can't tell you what the vote may be. It's just a general feel that they've made some headway.
Okay.
You know the construct here. These lobbyists for the real estate and builders are very powerful. They're very hooked in. They're treating that 6%. They don't ever break price. They've got price fixing on commissions for real estate agents. They're very powerful. You're only going to win if you get people involved. If the representative feel like the people are putting pressure on them. You're one level of lobbyists for Columbia, Tennessee, ain't going to fight the whole state's, building/real estate lobby. They're the second biggest behind cable in the state, and they're very powerful. They're very dug in. So you gotta shame them.
Huh? Well, they can't put money in those legislatures' pockets. That's what you got to do.
Well, there's nothing that scares them like a room full of angry people. But those lobbyists
that's the only power you got.
They can be your eyes and ears. They can give you a vote count. They can tell you who else is on the other side. What they're telling the folks, all that kind of thing. They're sort of like your cavalry. They can let you know what's going on, what the vote count is, who's on the other side, what they're saying, that kind of thing.
And the two we have are well known up there. They're experienced lobbyists, so we didn't just pull them out of a hat.
Yeah. So it's all good. All right, we'll be back tomorrow.
Money pays off, Jerry.
Stay dry.
Have a good day.
So do you, Miss York. Yeah.